Well, it's that time of year again where the warm weather starts to vanish and the cold comes creeping in. And with that, the warmth of the holidays begins to set the scenes around you. Colorful lights start to tastefully show up around the neighborhood. Cheerful music is being heard from near and far. Families are gathering and great food is being prepared. This is the most wonderful time of year. Well, what do you know? Now cozy on up, cross your fingers for snow, because we're serving up a cup of cheer. Season's greetings, everybody, and welcome to A Cup of Cheer, your favorite Christmas podcast. On this, I'm Deej.
My name is Lane.
And I'm Tammy.
And on this episode, we're going to be talking to you about the infamous tradition, the Christmas pickle. If you don't do this, then we encourage you to do it after you hear about it. This is really, really cool. And if you do this, then you'll know a little bit more about it because it's pretty interesting. But first things first, we're going to stick with the normal format of the show. We're going to be talking about one of our most favorite Christmas movies, everybody's favorite Green Grouch, The Grinch.
The Grinch.
We'll be right back. The Grinch, an infamous classic movie.
Yes, there are three adaptations of this movie.
There are three adaptations of this
movie. I haven't seen the third, though. I don't think either of you have either.
I've seen parts.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I want to. I want to watch it. Of course, I'm going to watch it. You know,
but it looks remarkably different.
It looks a lot like, what's the little yellow guy? The Lorax. The Lorax. That's the same type of animation it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Absolutely.
The Larynx. That's a part of Larynx. That's what you'd talk.
I like those Dr. Seuss animated movies, like Horton Hears a Who.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Me who? Too.
Yeah. That Jim Carrey was Horton in that.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jim Carrey's been a Dr. Seuss guy for a little while. And so The Grinch, the originally animated version, it's okay. I don't really care for it, to be honest. Like,
I mean, I like it just for the fact that it's a classic. You know what I mean? But it's the same as like the old like Rudolph movie and like the Heat Miser and all that stuff. Like, I like them because I appreciate them, but I don't
right.
I don't just watch them. I can't. They're just so
yeah.
Like that claymation and stuff. I don't mind claymation, but it's just, I don't know, too old.
So the only one that I will always watch, like as far as the Rankin Bass stuff, is Frosty.
Okay, yeah, I
can it doesn't
that.
Bother me.
Yeah, but that's that was better animation though than that like that weird like.
See, but in The Grinch reminds me of Frosty though. Like it's the same type of animation.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the animation from like. The Rudolph the Reindeer movie. They look like little. He looks like a stuffed reindeer moving across the screen.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's her. That's her jam. She loves it.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but the Grinch, the Jim Carrey Grinch, is the best.
Yeah. So that was a funny story. That's like one of the first DVDs I ever remember coming out on DVD. Like ever. Like I remember wanting a DVD player, and how we were all talking. You know, the family was talking about getting one, and you know, because it's like they were like.
The family was talking about getting
it. Yeah, they were like $300. Like, right. You know, it was a big news
big
thing.
Big deal.
You put it on your rear projection TV, you know, and all that stuff. And I remember The Grinch, like, that was the very first time you ever heard of special features. Like, wasn't a thing.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, you know, they had special features existed for, like, Star Wars, but it was a whole separate cassette tape you had to go buy.
Right, yeah.
Behind the scenes. Like this
wasn't a menu you could choose from.
Right, yeah. This is the first thing I had a menu, and it had like Jim Carrey's behind the scenes and how he got makeup. And I mean, he spent like, it was like 7 or 8 hours getting Grinch makeup put on him or something like that.
It looks incredible, though.
It's so good. It's so well
done. It's amazing. It's like seeing the Grinch come alive, you know?
Yeah.
Most definitely. Really cool. My daughter, she's 5, and she loved, like, one year, every time she played with me, she would do this slow motion run to me. I'm like, it was funny. And I was like, where are you getting this? She goes, eventually, finally, she goes, The Grinch. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't remember that at all. Like, and then it's that scene. Remember, like, he's running away from the little car that's going to blow up. He's like, and that's what she did. She did that every time. It was the funniest thing.
It's accurate, too.
Wait, she does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really accurate. It's funny. I don't know. Like, there's not much to say. This movie's great. Everything about it, the actors, everything.
Yeah, Cindy Lou Who is adorable. She kills it.
Like, yeah, they picked the best actors to do. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody could have done the Grinch.
No.
Jim Carrey had to be it.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I like Benedict's.
But that's
as
not
an
live
animation.
Action.
Yeah, as an animated character. It sounds fine. Like,
right. Voicing is one thing, but being personifying the Grinch is a whole other thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Being the Grinch, like, you know, being like the flamboyant Jim Carrey, and it's all super awesome. Like, I just love. And you, the best part about the movie is that the rendition of You're a Mean One is sung by Jim Carrey.
Really?
Yes. So
in that movie?
In the movie, that's
he actually can sing decent.
Yes, he can. And that, so he performs that song in the
I believe. What movie was that?
Yes, Man?
I think so. We're Fun with Dick and Jane, too.
Oh, Fun with Dick and Jane. That's a good movie.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's him singing the song in the movie. He does a rendition of it. Because you could get it. You can watch. I saw behind-the-scenes footage of it.
Mm.
Of him recording it. And it's very well done.
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Can we find that link and post it?
Yeah, I think we can.
All right.
Absolutely. I'll certainly try. Certainly try to find it. But yeah, it's really... and I specifically... I like the song, like the original.
That's James Earl Jones, right?
No, that is not James Earl Jones.
He sings it, though. He does it, a song of it.
James Earl Jones... Yeah, he might, but I don't think the original is not him.
Probably not the original, but like it's very popular. I hear it on the radio all the time.
Look that up. We'll find... You know, but yeah, like they're... I like that song. I will seek out the Jim Carrey version. I've found it before. I like it more.
See, I've heard it a million times because, like, the Christmas Before Last, like, Addie loves it. So I literally watched that movie like 30 times that Christmas, and I still love it. Like,
yeah.
But I'd never realized it was Jim Carrey, so now I got to hear it again.
It's good. It's very, very well done. So, props to them. And so we're gonna talk about the Linus moment. And like Lane said right before we started recording, this movie has the
pinnacle of the Linus.
The pinnacle of the Linus moment. The Grinch's heart grows two sizes in the movie, and he eats the roast Christmas beast with the whole of Whoville in his cave.
Yep. Like you I said, know? That's the pinnacle of the Linus moment. He realizes the meaning of Christmas after being at the complete opposite spectrum of it. I love it.
Yeah. What's your favorite part? Wait.
When, just when you first notice, you know, the Grinch's heart being touched by, you know, the children and loving Christmas and I don't know.
Oh, yeah? What's the funniest part?
Oh, gosh.
It's hard.
I don't know. I can't think of a moment.
I'm going to have to go with when he's talking to himself in the chair.
I'm an idiot! You're an idiot! That is probably the funniest part in the movie.
I just love it.
It's like self-loathing. He's in that, whatever. Remember?
Hate. Loathe entirely.
I don't know why. And it's... Like, the most famous scene or has it, like, when he's, like, the Grinch.
Oh, you know, I'd
like,
love it.
Right in Cindy Lou Who's face. Oh, I love it, too.
I used to want to use that as a clip for Before Breakdown.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah, it's fun.
I know, for some reason, the scene when she's, like, shooting the lights onto her house.
Yo,
with
yeah.
With that gun. It always, I don't know, I love that scene.
So, in the new one, they have a scene that's, it's similar, but it's in reverse. Like, when he's stealing Christmas from everybody, he's got, like, rotating, things on his sleigh that like he hooks the lights to and he's going down and just goes whoosh, 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 takes all the lights off all the houses.
Nice.
It's so funny. I was like, it's brilliant. Like, you know, it's pretty much the opposite though. Like it's right. The only thing I do remember about the new one that I don't care for, I don't really like Cindy Lou Who. She's like,
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it her animation or her voice or what?
Yeah, a little both. I don't maybe not the voice. I really don't know. I didn't pay out much attention. I just looked at it and I was like, well, what character that is. I realized it was Cindy Lou, and I was like,
"Yeah, it's okay. You're not gonna like every aspect of every part of it."
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. But
weird,
my favorite
weird.
Thing about that world that they created is like how obsessed with Christmas they are. Like, absolutely, flat out obsessed.
Like, you know, they spend every day of the year waiting for that moment.
Yeah, and like, there's a guy that stands on top of the roof, just like banging the gong, like, 48 hours till Christmas.
Was he doing the big, like, January 1st, 364 days till Christmas?
Like, that's that dude's job. It's just funny, like, 4 hours till Christmas. Like, I was like, wow, man, like, they're really going for it down in Whoville.
Yeah,
like,
excited.
On Whoa. A snowflake, man. That's the way it is. But yeah, so I guess we did a little bit of both, but the next section of the show was music.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Jim Carrey doing that in the many iterations of the song. Did you find anything out about James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love those YouTube ads.
Yeah. Hillshire Farm.
Go meet. Is that James Earl Jones? Really? Why did I think it wasn't James Earl Jones who did this? See, that's weird to me, because I'm either experiencing some Mandela effect stuff, or...
Yep. James Earl Jones, Mr. Grinch.
Huh.
I mean, it's like any Christmas song. There are so many variations of
it. No, it's Thurl Ravenscroft.
Not every...
That's the original one.
Okay.
So, okay, interesting. I knew I was... But
I'm not saying he did the original. I'm just saying he does one. Like, it's a.
So, yeah, the sponsor for this episode is Dimmick's Railway Cafe in the Dubois Mall. And they have a drink. You can go down there and get it right now called the Minty Grinch. Pretty cool. You can also go down there and get yourself a literal cup of cheer.
Hey.
Yeah. Since they sponsored the show, you can go down there, tell them you want to get a cup of cheer, and they will give you our drink.
It is delicious.
It is delicious. Mm. We're not going to tell you what it is.
Surprise!
Should we?
I mean, there are allergies and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell them.
Talk
so,
about
think about this delicious, creamy, white chocolate hot cocoa, and then it has the nice hint of peppermint. Oh, it's to die for. And then they sprinkle peppermint candies on the top of this hot cocoa and with whipped cream. It's amazing. It looks like Christmas.
It
so
looks
good.
Like cheer. It's a cup of cheer.
Yeah.
It's a little
cheer the cup.
So, yeah, we'll have a picture of the drink itself posted on our Facebook page and where you could go get it and all that stuff. So there will be a little bit of information from Dimmick's actually coming up right after our recipe before we get into the talking about the Christmas pickle. We'll put in our information about them and what they do for the holidays this year.
And it is hot cocoa. It's not coffee.
Correct. It is hot cocoa. Correct.
All right.
I'm sure she's pretty lenient. She'll do pretty much anything, but that's
the cup of cheer.
The cup of cheer. Yep, the cocoa.
Right.
Go down to the Dubois Mall and say, hey, I heard about this on a Cup of Cheer podcast, and they'll give you the, you got to pay for it. That's the whole point, but they'll give you our signature drink.
Yep.
And that is that. So stay tuned for a recipe from Tammy for Christmas pickles, real Christmas pickles. Not the ones you hang in your tree. You can hang these in your tree if you want to, but
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, we wouldn't recommend that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
So today I'm going to talk to you about Christmas pickles. Now, what makes pickles Christmassy? Well, I can remember whenever I was a little girl, my great aunt, she would always can pickles every year, and she put those little cinnamon hot candies in her pickles. Huh. And I always thought that was so special. And I never had the recipe, of course, because, you know, I was really little and she had passed away since then. So I just got on Pinterest and I looked it up, and there's actually a variation of that recipe called Christmas pickles. But the Christmas pickle recipe that I found, it seems like it's a lot more complex and difficult. So I'm going to post for you. It's actually called like Red Hot Candy Pickles, because that's the recipe that I grew up with. But, you know, I still consider it Christmas pickles because they have the red candies in them. So I hope you enjoy them. They have like that tanginess, you know, from the cinnamon, and they're sweet. They're just really good. So something different for you to try.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned for our... a message from our sponsor this week, Dimmick's Railway Cafe.
We're talking with Heather Dimmick of Dimmick's Roadway Cafe in the Dubois Mall. And we discuss some of their seasonal flavors in their shop, like the Minty Grinch and Bubble Tea. And they go on to talk about some of their other signature drinks.
Well, we started out with doing concessions in the summertime and go into local events in the area in about four counties. We stay in Clearfield, Jefferson County, Elk County, Center County, and with our rolled ice cream and bubble tea in the concession trailer. And then that season's usually over about mid-October, and we got the opportunity to come into Dubois Mall for the winter, so we decided to come into the mall and bring our products in here. So it's been a pretty big hit. We don't see much bubble tea or rolled ice cream in the area here, so everybody seems to love it so far. We're running some seasonal flavors. We have a Minty Grinch milkshake. So it's a green mint milkshake with chocolate drizzle, and it's very, very yummy. So we have other flavors as well, but that's our seasonal flavors. But we have about 30 different flavors of our rolled ice cream, and we run about four a day. And then 18 flavors of the bubble tea, and those we run about four a day as well. So we have some specialty flavors in our cold brew and iced coffees. You can even do them in hot coffees, but we call them candy bar cold brews because they started out with the cold brew coffee in the concession stand over the summer. But we have Snickers, Milky Way, and Peanut Butter Cup flavored coffees, and they pretty much just taste like the candy bar, and people are excited to get them, and they get all your whipped cream and your syrups on top as well as mixed in with the coffee, and it's good hot or cold. So in the summertime in the concession stand, they're very popular in the cold department, but now in December they're pretty popular with hot coffee.
Her and her husband are just a seasonal part of the mall, but you can get their products all over the place all year long.
So we're definitely here in the mall over the holiday season. We were here all of November, and we'll be here all of December for your shopping convenience. And then we're going to stay to the mall in 2020, probably till about April. And then we'll pull out of the mall because we're just a seasonal vendor there, and we'll start our concession business back up at all the local fairs. So we'll be at the Clearfield County Fair this year. We'll also be, you'll see us at Curvinsville Days and a few other fairs and weekend events. And you can find us on Facebook and follow our schedule if you need to get your rolled ice cream and bubble tea fix.
It's important to some people to know where they can find their cup of cheer all year long, and Dimmick's wants to be that place.
When you're at a fair or a carnival or a weekend event, and you know in Pennsylvania you can have all four seasons in one day. Just driving from Dubois to Clearfield, you can experience all four seasons. And it happens at the fairs and the carnivals, too. And you could go there in the morning, and it could be 80 degrees out. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it can thunderstorm, and it's only 50 degrees out. And then people want coffee and not ice cream. And we're always looking for that hot cup of coffee, and we have that in our stand. And people love it. It'll pour down rain, and they're like, okay, I need a coffee now, or I need a hot chocolate now. And that's what people look for, and we provide that to them at that level.
She spoke of her passion for being the go-to place and how much a good cup of coffee can mean to someone.
Says like, my coffee will get you up the hill, because I want to be that place that everybody talks about, like Sheetz. Like, let's go to Dimmick's. They have good coffee. They have good rolled ice cream. They have good bubble tea. I want to do it like nobody else has done it. But I don't want to make it over dramatic either. I just, you know, like, that's where you want to go. Right. That's just it, you know.
All right, we're getting into our main discussion here. This is the story of the Christmas pickle. Sit back and relax and learn about a new tradition.
The Christmas pickle is a Christmas tradition for some Americans that you might not have heard of. A pickle ornament is hidden on a Christmas tree. On Christmas morning, the first child to find it will have a reward, like an extra present from Santa or good fortune for the following year. There are a few different stories that are associated with the tradition that we will discuss.
One theory was that it originated in Germany and called Weihnachtsgurken, which means hang your pickle on the tree for good luck. I don't know if this one is totally accurate, since no one in Germany has ever heard of it.
The story could have started at Woolworths during the 1890s while glass ornaments were being imported from Germany. But again, can this be true since Germany never heard of it?
Another possible origin of the tradition was during the American Civil War in Camp Sumter. A Bavarian-born private named John Lauer had enlisted in the 103rd PA Infantry. In 1864, he was captured and taken to a prison camp. On Christmas Eve, John begged a guard for a pickle because he was starving. The guard did give John a pickle, which saved his life. When he returned home, he began the tradition of hiding a pickle on his family's Christmas tree every year.
Also, during the Victorian era in Berrien Springs, the story began of two Spanish children who were trapped by an innkeeper in a barrel of pickles, and St. Nicholas had saved them. That's dark.
We don't know what story is actually true, but the tradition continues today, as many Christmas trees have a hidden pickle for the child to find.
Personally, not a tradition I grew up doing ever. I never heard of the Christmas pickle till the last few years. I think it's a Mandela effect.
It might be. I mean, yeah, I never heard of it. Once heard of it.
And then all of a sudden, Christmas pickles.
Yeah, all over the place. So you can find us at the Elf on the Shelf event in Dubois, Pennsylvania, on East Scribner Avenue in front of the Wrights Theater on December 14th. We're going to be there doing something. Not 100% sure exactly what we're going to be doing, but I know that we're
something
going
to be Christmas related.
That is right. And I know for sure we're going to be giving away Christmas pickles for trivia questions. If you get them right, you get a Christmas pickle to hang up in your tree. And that'll be cool. And it has a story and everything right on there. That way you know how to do it. So definitely come to that event. Get something fun from us. Answer some trivia questions. And you could win a book. We're going to be there giving away books. We're going to be giving away Christmas pickles. Giving away ornaments. Commemorative ornaments for the show.
I unfortunately will not be able to be there. It'll just be Tammy and Deej.
But we will be there nonetheless. And it should be a good time. So
66% of us.
That's right. Or just one third.
So get two your Christmas thirds. Pickles.
Two thirds will be there, one third won't.
You need to learn some math.
That was right.
I said it right. I said a third of us won't be there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I tend to look at what's positive.
All right, so the next part of our show, before we wrap up here, is we're going to be reading The Christmas Pickle. Well, Tammy's going to be reading The Christmas Pickle by Aldous Bunting. So stay tuned.
The Christmas Pickle by Aldous Bunting. Christmas is a wonderful time of year where families all over the world celebrate their favorite traditions. One of these is the tradition of the Christmas pickle. A small pickle-shaped ornament is hidden on the tree, and on Christmas morning, the first person to find it receives a special gift. It is an important job, but for one Christmas pickle, it always caused a bit of a problem. He wanted nothing more than to meet his hero, the big man himself, Santa Claus. Every year, he would wait patiently, hoping Santa would find him, but he was always too well hidden at the back of the tree. He couldn't stand the thought of going another year without seeing Santa. He decided this year would be different. If Santa can't find me, he thought, I'll go to him. His plan was perfect. He would wait until everyone had gone to sleep on Christmas Eve. Then, when the house was quiet, the Christmas pickle would make his way to the front of the tree. That night, when the house fell quiet and the sounds of celebration could no longer be heard, the Christmas pickle prepared to make his journey to the front of the tree. All right, the time is now, he thought. He looked at the branches and realized he had a small problem. I don't have any legs or arms. How am I going to get to the front of the tree? He began to worry. Would his journey be over before it even began? It was then that he looked up and noticed the hook he was hanging from. I might be able to use my hook to swing to the front of the tree. He began to move back and forth, building up his momentum, and then he jumped. He sailed through the air and caught the next branch with his hook. This just might work, he thought. He was making excellent progress, swinging from branch to branch. He made his way through the tree, and soon enough he was getting close to the front. He could see the glass of milk and plate of cookies left out on the table for Santa. He could see the corner of the fireplace mantle where Santa would make his grand entrance. I'm almost there. Just a few more branches. He sailed through the air as he made his final leap. His hook snagged the last branch, and then he heard a loud snap. He looked up to see that the hook had broken from all the swinging. The Christmas pickle fell through the tree. I don't have any arms, he yelled, unable to catch himself. He tumbled out of the tree, rolled down the tree skirt, and landed with a soft thud on the carpet. He looked up at the glowing lights of the tree standing above him. This was a terrible idea, he thought. I should have just stayed in my spot at the back of the tree. Why would Santa want to meet a silly old Christmas pickle anyway? Then he heard it, that familiar sound that he knew so well. Sleigh bells ringing in the distance. They grew louder, and then he heard the thud of a reindeer hooves on the roof. Footsteps soon followed. He's here. Santa's here. What if he's mad that I left my spot? I better hide. The Christmas pickle rolled to the side and tucked himself under the tree skirt. The fireplace crackled with the sound of dust falling from the chimney, and then with a whoosh, a thick cloud of soot exploded forth from the fireplace opening. The Christmas pickle watched as two shiny black boots stepped through the cloud and into the living room. It was really him. It was really Santa Claus. Santa walked softly over to the milk and cookies left for him. He took a bite of the cookie and washed it down with a big gulp of milk. He turned to admire the tree and noticed that something was out of its place. What are you doing down there, friend? Santa wondered aloud. He bent over and picked up the Christmas pickle in his mitten-covered hand. Why aren't you in your hiding spot at the back of the tree? He asked. I'm so sorry, Santa, the pickle said. It's just that I'm your biggest fan and I've always wanted to meet you. I thought that I could come to the front of the tree and get back to my hiding spot before morning. Then my hook broke and I fell. Santa paused for a moment, and then he smiled. Well, how about that? I'll just have you know I'm your biggest fan, he said. The Christmas pickle couldn't believe what he was hearing. You know who I am? The pickle asked, surprised. Of course I do, said Santa. The Christmas pickle is an important job and one of my favorite traditions. Just because I don't see you doesn't mean I don't know you're there. Santa pulled out a shiny new hook from his pocket. Now let's get you back to your hiding spot. Santa attached the new hook to the Christmas pickle and placed him back on the tree. He placed the presents around the base of the tree and walked back over to the fireplace. Merry Christmas, friend, he said, and then he disappeared up the chimney. The Christmas pickle hung there in his hiding spot, his heart full of happiness. As the sound of Santa's sleigh bells faded in the distance, he smiled. What a great night it had been. He closed his eyes to get some sleep. He knew Christmas morning would be here soon, and he had an important job to do. As he dozed off, he thought to himself, sometimes all we have to do to make wonderful things happen is take the first leap. The end.
That was actually a really good story.
Yeah.
You did a good job reading
it. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was a nice story. It was perfect. Bring a tear to your eye.
Just a little bit.
It was perfect. I knew that I could find one. I knew there had to be a story. So that's like the second story that exists for that. There's another one out there called The Christmas Pickle, obviously. And if you go to ChristmasPickleTradition.com, you can get your very own Christmas Pickle and a copy of that book also. That is about a elf named Pickles that does some sort of shenanigans.
Elves usually are known for their shenanigans.
They're toy making and shenanigans, I hear. So, yeah. That's cool too. So I guess that's it. That wraps us up for this episode.
So hide your pickles well and have a very Merry Christmas.
Yep, we'll be back again tomorrow. So yeah, and Kate, wait, before we end this, I have to say something. We changed the format of the show a little bit, like the way that we were going to release, the release schedule. Lane pointed out to me that it was a little bit crazy. And then you also pointed out to me that it was crazy. So we decided to change the format and do one a day.
And
an Advent-style podcast.
Instead
of doing twice a day every other day. Like
right up to New Year's. I mean, not Christmas Eve.
So that's not true, actually. I'm gonna keep it going. So here's a little fact, in case you didn't know. The 12 days of Christmas starts on Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
it ends the 37th?
No, it ends on December 37th. No, it actually ends on January 5th.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
So I'm going to do an episode. I'm going to solo it because it'll give me something to do in my spare time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to record like a little thing for each one of the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
And put them and like set them out, schedule them out so they drop every day. After that, they'll be short, real short, a couple minutes.
So you'll do the 12 days of Deejimus.
That's right, 12 days of Deejimus.
You can be your thing.
A partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves, three French hens, four calling birds.
Five, 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 five gold rings.
That's right.
That's how he sings it.
So maybe I'll put my maybe I'll even put my weird rendition of that.
Look up Deej Penhall on YouTube Christmas songs. You'll love it.
Yeah. I know. Actually, if you find me on Facebook, you can get a free download of my entire Christmas album. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. I think, anyway. And Tammy wants to do a special on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. So this podcast is going to keep on giving right up through the end here. So also moving forward, you will probably hear a few episodes that will be me and Lane only. You'll hear a few episodes that might be me and Tammy only. Very unlikely that you'll hear just Tammy or just Lane. Maybe.
Or just Tammy and Lane, because we don't know how to use that thing.
Right. Precisely. So, but it will be a little bit different moving forward just because of the way that the holiday makes lives crazy.
It's work.
It's work, you know.
The fifth day of Christmas, the five golden rings is on my birthday.
That's right. Look at that.
Five golden rings.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks for listening to A Cup of Cheer podcast. We hope we gave you all the warm and fuzzy feelings that most things around this time of year should be giving you. Please come back next week and check out whatever episode we have in store for you. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.